cliffcentral.com.
One last thing, Justice, why were you so nasty to the guy who asked you if you were Justice Malala at the Slow Lounge one day? Ben, just remind Justice, well, Justice, sketch the scenario, see if Justice
a listener,
can
a fan, someone who's bought your book, was in the Slow Lounge, and they noticed you being the recognizable character you are. He then walked over and said, "Sorry to bother you, but I'm a massive fan. I said, no, are you Justice Malala?" To which you apparently looked at him and said, "No, I'm not.
I'm, okay."
And then he walked back heartbroken because he was so proud to tell his wife, "This is Justice Malala. I'm going to go talk to him."
And he Googled you then and saw it was you.
And then his wife was like, "Well, obviously doesn't like you."
This is delightfully awkward.
That is so awkward. But can I just say, I've only ever used the Slow Lounge.
Notice I doesn't deny it.
No. I want to deny it with the facts, you see.
Oh.
So I've been to the Slow Lounge twice.
Yes.
The first time, a friend of mine said, "Justice, come in." By the way, I'm one of those people. Sadly, I can't go into the Slow Lounge. I don't have those fancy bank accounts and stuff that allow you into the Slow Lounge. I've been to the poor people's lounge, the one where everyone can walk in and people are watching. Yes, you prepay and people are watching their porn loud. It's like, what am I doing here? And then there's the SAA one, which I've been to a lot of times. Okay, so let me just say for the record that I've been in the Slow Lounge twice. And the first time I got in, and because, you know, when you get in because you're someone's guest, so you behave like, I'm sitting there, am I allowed to, tuck into the food and so forth? The second time I was with Leanne Manas, and she said, "Justice, I can, get you in there, come." And so we went in, and it was like, oh my word, I mustn't drink too much. People will realize that, oh, he's so excited, it's his first time. So those two times, I can tell you, no one came to me. I remember that second time.
Lounge. Let's clarify that.
Yeah, no, I want the listener to call back in or write back in and clarify, because then we'll have some. But in
fair point.
Those two times, I'm telling you, if Sia had come up to me and said, "Justice," I'd have said, "Oh, yes, of course."
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Because I do. I'm just that kind of person. So I'm not sure. I don't remember this particular encounter. But can I say for the record, if the listener writes back in, they're getting, as my own form of saying I'm sorry, they're getting a copy of my book. Signed,
oh, well,
sealed, now. And delivered to them. And I now have an idea of the book I'm going to write next. So they're getting that up front as well.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Or I might even send them a letter saying, "This is what I'm going to write about."
Because I pretended not to be Justice Malala. Yes.
I can't be. I used to do that a long time ago, but now I've given in.
You're on an official mission, and you couldn't really reveal your identity. Yes. So we totally understand.
Yes.
Right. This is your new theme music starting from next week is going to be this one. All right, Justice, you ready?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be your new theme music from next week. Okay, let me find it for you. Yeah, this one.
In a world where politicians run wild, one man is on a mission to save the world, and he is the mighty Malala.
CliffCentral.com.